Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, here I am, Jaesu, here at the Geekery Restaurant in Niagara Falls at Geekery Con, the very first one. And lo and behold, for appearance number 14, we're lucky to have him here. It's Alfonso from the wonderful Studio Comics. How are you doing, man?
Very good. Thank you. Before anything, I want to thank you, Jay. I want to thank the Geekery for opening this space for me, like, to have us here. That was an amazing amazing setup. I think that the whole setup was great. The people that was attending to the today was fantastic. I mean, I'm just so happy to be here. I mean, I couldn't expect any better from this show. That was really good.
I'm excited you're here because definitely you're the busiest guy in the world, and I appreciate you taking time to come down here for us.
I mean, like, for you guys, it's always a pleasure to do that. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for saying that. We missed it, but Vinny was here, too.
Oh, Vinny, yeah. Actually, well, featuring our local artist, of course, he's from the Falls. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he was here. He was doing some sketching. He was doing some updates in regards to book number 4 for Vinny and Bud.
Yeah, when's that coming out?
Well, it's coming out soon. We have to do a few, like any other book, like even my books, we need to do a few picks here and there. But then the book is almost ready. I'm so happy to see that Dean is doing a lot of improvement on the artwork. He's doing a lot of improvement on the storytelling part.
Yeah.
He is, it's like upgrading every second that I see his artwork coming along, right? Especially because Dean has this, let's call it ability to actually get all the feedback that he gets, he actually applies it to his artwork. And then you can see the improvement on his artwork, every book that he brings, right? So then these new pages, of course, you can see an improved Vinian Bob. You see the artwork is more nice and crisp. And then, like I was talking to him early today, he is doing much better. I mean, I like the artwork. The story's coming along even way better. So it's coming out soon.
Okay.
Still a few things, but I don't want to say a date yet until we actually have the artwork completed. Right?
And he did a great job on his table in here.
Yes, and you know what? I'm just like so happy to be sitting down on his table the first thing in the morning when we set up here. I said, like, hey, you know what? Let's take a look at this piece. And then he put like dates and he put all the characters, Beanie Bud, having action, having the band, the rock band on it. So it's fantastic to have the whole thing in.
Ah, cool. Now, what do you guys have upcoming from Studio Comics?
Well, I think the safe for me to say right now, the next title that is coming out is next weekend.
Okay.
We are featuring the second installment of the Night Spike Genesis.
Nice.
So it's finally out. I was waiting for this to release this book for quite some time, but now it's finally out. The continuation of the origins of Spike and Belle and all the secondary characters that they are on the story. And of course it's the second part of three parts, right? So then the second part is finally out. The good thing that I can say is this second part is featuring cover that was a variant cover just designed for the London Comic Con that is going to be next weekend. And it's fantastic to know that, you know, we will have in this cover we have Ron Perlman, we have of course Spike and Belle, the characters on it.
Wow.
We have Kim Coates, like the guy from of course the Sons of Anarchy. So that was really good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, we're 5 days away from Heroes Reborn. Like, how psyched are you?
Oh, my God. You know what? Social media has been punished me for the last little while.
Yeah.
Because every day you see a new update going out, like, hey, cannot wait anymore. Like, it's just so exciting to see the series coming back. And then right now, with the whole new cast that has released the whole cast, the new cast that is on the series, I'm just, like, so thrilled. You know what's the thing, Jay? I don't know if I'm going to be actually watching the series.
Really?
Right off the bat.
Okay, you're going to build it up a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm going to just wait a little bit. Maybe just give it maybe 1 week or two before I actually start watching it. Because it's going to happen, like, always happened to me. I watched the episode number one, I would get completely hooked on.
Yeah.
And then I gotta wait for another week to watch the second.
Oh, yeah.
So then I don't know. I'm still debating.
All right.
If I'm gonna be doing that or waiting for the full DVD with the special features and how we did the scenes and all the stuff. I don't know. I'm still debating, but.
That's gonna be exciting.
But the excitement to know that it's coming out again, it's there. And you know what? That series, it's a really special for me because, I don't know, it's so fascinating the way that they build that series, especially character development, the way that they build their characters, that was great, and it's just great. I mean, I love it. I love it. My favorite. My favorite.
I can't wait. It's going to be great, I think.
Yes. I hope that you can see my face. It's excitement.
He's very excited, folks. Dude, thank you so much for driving down here to be a part of this. Appreciate it.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just waiting to see when they release information for the next year. I will be here for sure.
Oh, thanks, man.
So nice to see all them, again, all the people of the good friends. Chatting up with Steve. We have Jason who was around here. We chat for quite some time as well. I mean, it's just really good to see the community coming together to be part of this show.
I love it.
Even John Bulmer was around.
John Bulmer was here, a little bit. It was the one and only time we've had the whole We Got the Geek gang here in one building.
You're going to put those pictures online.
We got some pictures of the five of us.
Okay, so I want to see that.
Oh, great. It was great. Where are you going to be next? You're going to be at London Comic Con?
We have tomorrow we're going to the Toy-Con. So,
that's right,
tomorrow's Toy-Con. I mean, you probably miss the show if you...
We'll miss that one, but I know they have one more before the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, so then we have London Comic Con next weekend, and then right after that we have Hamilton, and then a few other shows north, still thinking. I want to say a big hello to my folks, to all my friends in Mexico, because today and tomorrow they are running something in Mexico. It's a huge convention. Well, it's a convention in Mexico.
Okay.
It's called La Mole.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting, right? Like all the Mexican comic book creators and all the Latin comic book creators, they get together and they do this amazing show. So I want to just wish them the best. I wish them the best of the best. Best luck to every single one participating on the show.
Organizers. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to keep in touch with the people over there. And I know that there's a lot of people. They have so much talent. And then some of that talent is the one that end up participating with Seal Comics, right?
Yeah.
So then I wish them the best. I know that they're going to do fantastic. And, so then I hope that we see you guys soon, right?
Great. Well, I can't wait to do interview number 15 with you.
My God, we jumped from the 14 now. This is amazing. This is amazing. And to all of you guys, wait for the special CD with the greatest hits.
Oh, Alfonso's greatest hits. All the special features and bonus features.
That is just so crazy. Thank you, Jason.
No problem, Alfonso. Thanks again, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.